Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
Now, something happened over the weekend that actually really concerned me about our cat, Pepper.
Right.
I often speak about Pepper, my cat, our cat. It's actually Kelly, my housemate's cat. I've just taken it over. But Pepper has this little fluffy bunny rabbit.
Right.
We call it Bun Buns. It's a pink, and it's pink. Anything pink makes her a little bit crazy. I don't know what it is. She just goes cray.
Like a light version of a bull.
Yeah, it's weird. But like Pepper grabs it. She'll grab it. It's not very big, but she grabs it in her chops and she runs around the house. She drowns this rabbit. So she puts it in her water bowl and drowns the rabbit.
Go on.
So then she grabs it. And you know how the Christmas tree is up, right, in our house? So she goes.
If you have just joined us, that's a whole nother story. They've got the Christmas tree up at this house already. You can understand why the cat's gone crazy.
So she's gone under the tree and she's pulled out the kind of covering of the bottom of the tree, and she's taken the bunny rabbit and this whole bit of material up the stairs. And so we lost it and we were like, Pepper, you've gone crazy. What is wrong with you? We go up towards her to grab Bun Buns because she's literally killing this poor bunny, which is not real, by the way. It's a soft toy. And she's grabbing
it. Vegans are listening.
And then I grabbed it from her mouth and she just goes, mm-hmm. And I was like, what was that? And then she's hissing at me through Bun Buns. So she's got Bun Buns in her mouth and then she's like, and I was like, oh my gosh, the cat's gone crazy. Wow. What is going on? And I don't know what's wrong with her. I've never seen her this way.
I'm no animal expert, but I have watched a lot of David Attenborough stuff. And I think that it's her predatory instincts coming out.
Well, I thought maybe she wanted to be a mum, and that's why she's doing it. But what kind of mother cat drowns her baby?
That says more about your motherly instincts, actually. if that you don't hiss at children, and now I haven't seen you out in public, but you don't hiss at children.
Maybe she was being protective, like leave my kid alone, which I would probably do.
Is there something that sends your pet crazy?
Yeah,
just something.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92. So Pricey's cat's a little crazy, but it's only one thing specifically that sends her mad.
It's this little pink fluffy bunny. We call it Bun Buns at home, and yeah, Pepper the cat just goes mad for it, like scarily mad.
Right. Yeah. So much so that she actually got quite aggressive and defensive when you tried to remove Bun Bun.
Yeah, she growls at us, she hisses at us, like she's a completely different cat, and it's really quite scary. So we asked you on 4009. What's your crazy pet behaviour?
Yeah, and Alex is on 4009. Hello, Alex.
Yes. Got a sausage dog.
It's a sausage dog. Oh, don't tell my girlfriend. She's obsessed with him.
She'll hunt you down, Alex.
Yeah. Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
Oh, even better. Frank the Tank. What sends Frank the Tank insane?
It's the biltong that I make. So when I dry the meat out, he goes berserk until I give him something.
That sounds like Harry. He would probably feel that way as well.
But also, such a scene from a cartoon as well. Like, you're making meat and the dog's smelling it. It's going insane. What kind of...
All around my feet.
What does he get up to? Is it just barking mad or...?
No, he goes barking mad and he starts doing almost backflips, which is pretty impressive for a sausage dog.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, that's quite insane.
Love it. Frank the Tank gone crazy for biltong.
Thanks, Alex.
No worries.
Leander is on 4009. You've got a cat, Leander.
Yes, I do.
Tell us, Leander.
Alfie.
All right. And what sends Alfie insane?
Okay, so when my niece comes out in the morning, he absolutely loses it and he makes himself all big, his back goes all big and all his fur pops out, and then he runs around, he's over the couches, he knocks everything over. I don't know what it is about her, but the minute she comes out of the room, she just goes absolutely insane.
I wonder, what is it about your niece that drives your cat crazy? That's bizarre.
I don't know if she doesn't like cats or maybe he knows us.
To be honest, you're laughing about it. I don't think you dislike it very much. I think you kind of find it funny.
It's hilarious.
It's like a party trick. It's like you just tell your niece to go in her room and walk out. Watch this, everybody.
Walk out in 1 minute. Everyone gather around.
We have done that, actually.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Should I say where I was, Pricey?
No.
Okay.
What, like as in a brand name?
No, I would just say I was at a supermarket on yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. Supermarket along Al Wassel Road in Dubai, in Sakeem, I think it is.
Yeah.
You can put two and two together there.
I just
want to know, because in case anyone else saw what I saw, because it was very strange.
Okay.
It was very, very strange what I saw.
Okay, so you were in a supermarket.
I was doing my grocery shopping on Saturday.
What
as
time
I
was
said,
it?
My life is a ball of fire. about 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that other people were looking at this woman as well. So it wasn't just me who thought this was strange.
Yeah.
There was a woman doing her shopping, wearing a newspaper on her head.
Interesting.
Now, not like balancing the newspaper open. So it made like an upside down V shape. So the brim of the newspaper, like where the staples are, was in the middle. And then the sides were like daintily hanging over the side of her face.
Could she see where she was going? Or
yes.
Prop her neck back so she could actually see where she was walking towards?
There's more to it as well. And the thing is, what was impressive was how easily this woman was balancing a newspaper on the top of her head. She was walking around, and I caught a look at her as well, and she had like a face mask on, like what you would wear of an evening in the privacy of your own home. To go to bed.
Ones that stick to your face.
Like a stick to your face. Mm. Like, she didn't have the cucumbers over her eyes. That would have been impressive if she
walked into the aisles.
Yeah. Well, you know where she got them from. It's like, wow, they're fresh. But she had the full face mask on. The funniest part of the story was I turned to New Flame Danny, who I was with, and I was like, oh, that woman's wearing a face mask and a newspaper. And she's like, so what? I've got a hair treatment in. I was like, oh, my goodness. Is this next weekend? Am I going to see Danny dressed like this as well?
Oh, so was everyone staring at the lady, or was it just you that was feeling a bit out of place?
Pricey, come on. If you went to the supermarket and saw a woman wearing a face mask and a newspaper on her head, I think you'd be staring.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm like. I would have gone straight up to her and asked.
What?
Like,
what?
Why?
What's the big story?
Yeah.
I haven't read it, love. I just wear it.
What's making the headlines today, sweetheart?
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
4009. Weirdest thing you've seen at the mall, the shopping centre.
Yeah, we're weirdo spotting, aren't we?
Yeah, weirdo spotting. I spent a majority of my grocery shopping time yesterday following a woman around just in awe because she was wearing a newspaper on her head.
That's amazing.
It was impressive to be able to balance it on her head.
The newspaper on her head and then one of those face masks stick to your face.
Very bizarre.
So bizarre.
Very
so
strange.
We're asking you to join in and tell us what is the weirdest thing you've seen at the shops. And Sonia's on the phone joining the show. Now, you saw something weird at the shops?
Yeah, really weird. I was shopping. This is early July this year. And it was a Friday. And probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Took my kids, who always dress up when we go shopping. So we're in the section of the shop, freezing, and we walked in and there was this rotund man wearing these red Speedos. Is the only thing I could do. I thought, first of all, they were underpants and they were red Speedos, and he still had his socks and like the sandals on.
Oh, yeah.
Just shopping, just like normal. But he had his shorts and his t-shirt in the shopping trolley. I don't know whether he'd got hot or something in the shop and he decided to strip off, or
I wasn't
sure whether I should be buying sausages in there really with my kids and like
so
thinking
funny.
Yeah, but he just, everyone was staring at him and the guys behind the counter were like trying to be serious when trying to serve him.
Yeah,
and I thought, I'm not sure this guy's right in the head. I think we need to leave this section and maybe come back.
Hilarious.
And so we just sort of went around the shop and then came back about 5 minutes later to see him sort of trundling off down towards sort of the veg section of the shop. And I just thought, oh, I'll leave him down there with the cucumbers and everything and let him get on with it.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
So we heard last week that Taylor Swift is releasing an app all about herself with all her music, and fans apparently will be able to contact her directly. Well, now she's gone and done something actually quite relatable, if you ask me. She was spotted filming her latest music video in the early hours of the morning in a London kebab shop.
Oh, we've all been there.
That's where all great things happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's wearing these awesome leopard print boots, fishnet stockings. She's got this oversized jacket on and it looks pretty epic. I can't wait to see the finished product, but that's what she was doing over the weekend. Also, she held another one of her secret sessions, which is like it's kind of like an album listening party.
Okay, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, she's done this before. She did it with 1989, and now she's doing it with, obviously, the new album, which is called Reputation. And, yeah, she literally invites fans to her house. They just chill out, she bakes, and they just listen to the album.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
It's weird, but fans love it.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went to the 1989 one, and she said it was the coolest experience.
See? Kids love it.
Yeah.
It's like, and also because it's on Friday the 13th, Taylor Swift's number is 13, so it all kind of worked out really nicely.
Okay.
And she was in London, so it was all of her British fans as well.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones that came over. But yeah, and apparently, like, that she knew them, like, she'd been stalking them. Each time a girl came in, she'd address them by name. She'd
That's
be like, hey.
So
I don't know who's weirder, the star or the fans.
Yeah, so one of the fans tweeted this photo and she captioned it saying, Taylor Swift has been stalking my Twitter for a year. She invited me to London, played her new album for me and knew my name the second she saw me.
Seku.
It's kind of weird, but it's also kind of sweet. Imagine your favorite pop star being like, oh, hey, Harry, how's it going?
I think it's fantastic customer service.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, yeah, you guys would. I think everyone else is like, yeah.
I'm so into it. And finally, Mindy Kaling, she was on Ellen's show last night and she kind of talked about her pregnancy for the first time. She's kind of kept it a secret, right? She didn't really told anybody and she was concealing it in photos. Anyway, apparently Oprah was the one that blabbed it all. Take a listen.
She did announce it. Yeah, I was going to, I had told Oprah and Reese on a movie we're working on, Wrinkle in Time.
Right.
And she announced it at press. She was very excited. And I, at first it was like, okay, if anyone was going to announce big news about your private life, Oprah Winfrey is the person.
Right, right, yes.
You can't complain that much about it. And you also can't be like, hey, Oprah, zip it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, good point. Exactly. She's pretty powerful, isn't she?
Oh, she absolutely is. Yeah. Mindy Kaling also exclusively told Ellen the sex of the baby, which is super exciting. Take a listen.
Are you waiting?
I am not waiting. I wanted to know way early. I'm having a girl.
You're having a girl?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Oh,
I know. I love her. It's going to be so nice to see her with a baby.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that movie as well, Wrinkle in Time. That's going to be awesome.
I know. I feel like there's this kind of like actress girl squad going on right now with like Reese Witherspoon, Oprah, and then
right?
Nicole Kidman. Like they're all doing these projects together and they just look like they're having the best time.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
That's a squad you want to be part of.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to wrap it up before Harry says something inappropriate.
You know what?
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
This is the home run. Oh, yes, this is where we go to Buckingham Palace for an update on Her Majesty, our girl, the Queen.
The Queen.
Yeah.
If you didn't get what that was.
Oh, sorry, because I went,
came out of Harry's
the
mouth.
Queen.
Got a bit overexcited.
Oh, it's justifiable.
Well, I don't think her staff are very going to be very excited.
Oh, those yep.
This isn't a particularly happy Queen update.
Swear.
So, 14 of the Queen's kitchen staff have walked out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. They're clearly not happy giving her clear spirits before midday and cooking a chocolate cake every day.
So what's going on? 14 of her cooks have just walked out on the job.
Yep, so they've just upped and left. They're saying that they're not really happy about the lack of time they get off work. And they also work, Prince Charles uses them for parties that he throws. And they also cook for, you know, Prince Harry and Prince William and, like, you know, his family. And they're kind of saying, look, we do all this work, but we've got no extra pay for it.
Rightio
but
then.
But you're working for the royal family. Like, how ungrateful.
Yeah.
And selfish.
If they're going between Windsor Castle and Buckingham Palace and not knowing which way is up, left is right, like, it's like, oh.
Pricey, that's a privilege.
I mean, I think getting escorted there and back in Jaguars is quite nice. But
oh, you didn't add that. They're getting escorted in Jaguars,
no, I'm
Pricey.
We're assuming this.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're probably catching
right.
the tube.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you were doing that in any other job, not working for the Queen, you'd be kicking up a fuss.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of the other radio stations get escorted to and from in Jaguars, and I never hear them complaining. With you and I, the equivalent of the tube.
Yeah, we are so, ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I don't think they should be complaining.
Really? They're doing other work outside of what their domain is.
It's on the CV, though, that you've cooked for the Queen. Like, there's no better, isn't there?
They'll be fine after that. Yeah, they get that job anywhere.
I don't think she's going to be very happy about 14 staff members leaving. That's a mass exodus.
At the same time as well, do you really want to be in the Queen's bad books? Do you think they're going to get work again? We don't know what kind of Queen she's like. she could be unforgiving.
What, do you think that she's going to put this like royal national ban on her, on them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's so mean.
Hold on a second. Put yourself in the Queen's most very comfortable shoes for a moment. If 14 of your staff walked out, what would you be doing?
I'd be hungry. Oh. We deliver something online.
Now that's top of mind for Pricey. I would be hungry. That's what I would be.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Well, Kim Kardashian's put Kanye West on a daddy diet.
Is he getting fat, is he?
Apparently he's been getting a bit fat because he's been in the studio working on his next album and he's just doing a lot of the online deliveries.
Yeah, nice.
Sounds very familiar.
I was going to say, we have no idea what that's
we're
like.
We're always in the studio and we're always getting delivery.
Stuffed crust pizza.
So, yeah, Kim Kardashian wants him to be in a fighting fit shape before the birth of their third child. So, yeah, he is on a diet.
Why? He's not the one giving birth.
Well, I know, but he needs to be fit to carry around the kid and, you know.
Carry on Kim's various handbags.
Be active.
Oh, yeah, he's the official handbag carrier.
James Bond. Now, obviously, Daniel Craig has gone back and he's going to be signing on to do the next one in 2019. And he has said that he wants Monica Bellucci back for the next 007 film.
Agreed.
Now, they obviously were together in 2015 Spectre. And they're saying with the one in November 2019 that Daniel Craig actually has made his pick. He's made it very clear he wants it to be Monica. People aren't too sure because she is a bit older and she's been the oldest Bond girl ever. She was 51 when they did the Spectre one. So she will be 55 when the next one comes out. But yeah, he's like, I want her to be it. I want her to be it.
Yeah, I can imagine her. I think she's got that classic Italian look to her.
Yeah, and she's a stunner.
She's a stunner. And she didn't get much screen time when I saw Spectre here because her scene was cut a lot at the cinemas. So it'd be good to actually see her in the movie.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see that too. Finally, Kate Hudson. She recalls the funniest moment when she was a teenager. This is hilarious because you know like her parents are Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, right? So when her and her brother were younger, they'd have all these parties at their house because their parents were cool. They were like, open door policy, come on in kids, let's have some fun. Anyway, so Kate's talking about a story when there's like 50 kids at their place, they're having a great time, and then of course Goldie Hawn steals the show. Take a listen.
We're having a blast and all of a sudden the door flings open and it's my mother and it was like everything just stopped. Oh. And she was in a negligee, which was really, not like, you know, like it was, and she looked around like really as you would think she would in one of her films, you know, just like looking around. And she goes to the lights and she turns the lights way down. She goes, kids, lighting is everything.
She even does a good impression of a mum as well.
Yeah, honestly, best mum ever. And yeah. All Kate Hudson's friends were like, your mum's the coolest.
Should have been like, no, she's not. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.